No, I have a brother that's 17 months older and a sister 17 months younger.
Okay, so just a little bit older. So you were all in the same group. But really, I'm trying to do that. I'm just trying to get it all together to where, like with me, you're 5 years older than Baz and I, but I had a brother and sister that was 10 and 8 years older than me, respectively, and then a couple that were 4 and 3 years, 6 and 3 years, maybe 3-4 years older than me, that much older than me. So we had the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, and then my younger brother, Michael, he brought Madonna to the house. So all of those things, being fifth of six kids, I got to listen to all of it, so I think I'm blessed.
Yeah, I think, again, I'm an only child, yeah. And if it hadn't been, I think, for my grandmother,
no doubt.
Mumsy, as I called her, yep. She loved Elvis, and so that's what I was exposed to. More than my mom and dad, it was my grandmother. And that probably was what got me hooked on Elvis, you know, and that we're all influenced by, you know, those kind of circumstances.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Dad, I don't know if you'll agree, but, like, I think he influenced me more so toward country music.
You bet.
Well, Justin, you know I love country music.
You know what I mean?
And I love it all. But Grumpy, let me ask you this. Are you like your son and think Elvis is not a very good singer? Not that impressive?
No, he was awesome.
Okay.
So y'all are different
on
that.
So what is it? What do you think it is? What do you think we can, what? Do we need to go to a hypnotist to find out why Justin hates Elvis? I don't know what it is. He tried to play country. He would be on Bob Robbins' show today if he was still playing.
I just don't think he's that good.
Yes, he would.
Well, here's one of our
great, son.
Here's one of our listeners that says, I'm with Justin. I can't stand Elvis. A unique voice, but never played an instrument or wrote a note of music.
He did play an instrument. He played instruments.
Surprising that Justin, you don't find any value.
He was not a good guitar player.
I'm surprised you don't appreciate his voice,
Listen,
Justin.
I don't think
his voice was good.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
He did not have a good voice.
I want a breathalyzer on you right now.
So is Elvis more of like an aesthetic type deal? I feel like it's more of like a. It's like a vibe.
Tommy, let me say it.
I feel like it's more of a novelty thing.
Tommy would say, you can say what you want to about Elvis. What Elvis was a performer.
Yeah.
But
to Justin's point, it's not going to sound as good.
I don't know. Listen, you go
perform.
Back and listen to him sing. I'm like Roger. I think
Springsteen's the same way.
He can't sing.
He cannot sing.
You cannot say Elvis cannot sing. There's no way.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, like,
Elvis was not a great singer.
Justin,
did he come around at the right time? You bet he did. But he was a fantastic singer. He could carry a song. Well, who's great?
No, he wasn't.
But listen, nobody can play the guitar like Keith Urban and Prince and all that. Elvis didn't need to. He could sing. He played the guitar.
He was not a good singer.
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah,
it was like half the thing. He just like ridiculous. He danced. Well,
now
they move his hips.
Now you're just being
tired.
Tommy Ray, what do you think? What do you think about that?
All I'm going to say is he may not have been the greatest singer or the greatest actor, but he had the thing that you have to be huge and successful in the entertainment business, the get factor. He crossed every genre. Guys like him.
Yeah.
Kids like him, women like him, everybody
liked
him.
He definitely had the it factor.
The movies that were ridiculously cheesy, you couldn't help but watch it.
Yeah, and Tommy Ray, I contend that if Elvis was in he was the most beautiful man on Earth contest, he would also win most beautiful women contest in a few contests.
To me, what I think I love Tommy Ray is that if you go back,
he definitely had the it factor, but. He was not a great singer.
If you go back and watch any kind of his
range was not good.
Wow, and I love your range, man. I don't get that.
His tone was not good.
You know what this is? This is just you trying to buck the system and be a rebel. That's what this is.
No,
your,
I'm
this is
being,
your Charlie
no,
Rich burning the post. Well, you're being ridiculous.
I never got the appeal. I understand the cultural appeal, but I never thought his music was like.
I
like Johnny Cash. I love Johnny Cash.
You don't like the Beatles either, probably.
Right, there's somebody on here that says that the Beatles were overrated. No, they were not. I'm an Elvis over you, but and I like the Beatles more now in the last 15 years or so, 20
See,
than
I
ever
agree.
Before.
The Beatles are overrated.
That's two words.
Well, so what I do find fascinating about the whole story, though, music changed in our world. When Elvis, you know, it was Elvis, it was Johnny Cash, they're all doing the Louisiana Hayride, and this kid out of Mississippi that nobody knew changed the world and the kind of music. Of course, Little Richard was doing it too. You know, there were black artists doing it, but Elvis took it to another level.
Besides the fact that he ripped off.
No, he didn't rip off. Yes. He did it better than Little Richard was great. I love it, but
well, those people didn't have the platform.
The narrative then was to put Pat Boone singing Tutti Frutti and all that.
Yeah, Pat Boone had the
white guy doing it.
Pat Boone could.
But
do
when
it.
You go back and you look at what Elvis did, as Frank did for the black artists back in those days, and how he was influenced by them. He admits he was influenced by Sam Cooke.
Yeah, this is great. So it says, Elvis was a cultural shapeshifter and revolutionized music and entertainment almost overnight, shaped pop culture for the latter half of the 20th century. Most singers didn't write their own stuff back then.
I don't know of too many others
that
did.
Yeah, but a bunch of black artists did what Elvis did way before he did it.
You bet.
Way before, but it was around the same time when they were all.
No,
it
was way before.
Well, it wasn't way before. Way before was only 20 years earlier.
Different kind of music. Yeah, Little Richard Barry.
Barry Switzer.
Barry.
Oh my gosh.
Chuck Berry,
thank you.
No, all those.
Yeah.
Those
were the two, I think, the most impactful black at that period of time.
And the blacks were suppressed in that. Yes, there's nobody arguing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and Howlin' Wolf.
Muddy Waters, all of them, absolutely.
Muddy Waters.
Listen, the guy who sang My Babe, Little Somebody, I forget his name that we played.
But
the
look what happened in the world when Elvis started singing those songs versus anybody else. There was just something special about him. It's a fact.
That's a little unfair. It's like what? Compared
it's
to black people. It's
the
like,
outfits,
yeah, they didn't
he
platform.
Looked ridiculous.
It doesn't the outfit,
with the outfit.
No, this was back in the 50s and 60s.
Also,
stuff.
Wasn't half the appeal that like women were just going crazy over him?
He looked ridiculous.
but weren't women just going crazy over him? Like,
they were
that's
going
not
crazy.
Singing skill.
No, it was both. If he's a lousy singer, nobody would listen to him.
I'm not saying he's lousy. I don't think he's lousy. Yeah. I don't think he's anywhere nearly as talented as Johnny Cash is.
Wow.
Musically.
Okay. Ask Johnny Cash that question, and I'll guarantee you what Johnny Cash would tell you.
You know what? That's the good thing is we'll all like to have our opinions.
That's right.
Here's the thing for both of you. You were my father fought in Korea to give you the right to say everything that you want, and your right is it. And I will stand behind your opinion, as ridiculous as it may be. But it is your opinion.
Yeah.
You're not stating fact, as I am stating strictly
opinion.
Yeah,
we all have
opinion.
Our opinions to say.
But to say like Elvis is not, could not sing, was not talented. Great voice or this and that. That's all.
No, he don't have a great voice.
Well, who does have a great? Give me a great voice.
He just don't.
I didn't say
so
it. Give me great.
Johnny
Adele.
Cash.
Adele.
Johnny Cash had
Adele.
A great voice.
Here's the thing.
Oh my God, he had a terrible voice. No,
Adele has
no.
A great voice. Okay. No.
But
I'll let you have your great voice to the same point that I'll let Basil have when Basil says.
Lady Gaga.
Couple. It depends on it. Of course, when it comes to those, absolutely.
God.
He doesn't do all those. But
I'm
guess
just
what?
Giving you two great voices.
But yeah, but I guarantee you,
Lady Gaga.
People will go watch a hologram concert of Elvis more than they will an Adele and Lady Gaga 100%.
They will also go do that for Taylor Swift.
Well, okay.
And she has absolutely zero talent.
Let the numbers speak. Let the numbers speak for themselves, too. Obviously, somebody believes that obviously he had a lot of things positive.
Again,
those things.
And this is why they don't drug test in radio anymore. Because of these two guys right here.
Tommy Ray, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks for hanging on, Tommy.
Great to talk with you.
We need. Y'all have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Tommy. Thanks, thank Tommy. Thank you for taking the time to do
that. We need to get Tommy up in the studio and play a little Beat the Bass because
We'll do it on Mondays and Fridays so that we can talk to him and find out a little bit more. I wonder where Kate is.
Did he drop Justin early? Is that what happened on the Elvis thing?
Something like that. Maybe
did he what?
Maybe,
drop you.
I don't know, but you all show me. I want you to show me on the doll, Justin, where the babysitter that looks like Elvis touched you. That's what I want.
Y'all kind of make the point, though, about it being a cultural thing more than the music talent. Y'all want to go where
both.
Elvis got his haircut.
Both. It's both.
Y'all are into
it's
Elvis
both.
The person. And that's you need to have that. Justin's talking about his musical talent.
I think his musical talent is outstanding. Yeah,
it's astounding.
It's compared to Carrie Ann and Abba, whomever.
Oh my
he's just
God!
Good looking.
All right, two words. We got to take a break before my head explodes.
I don't know. That's gone and left me blue. I said, "Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining."